भगवद्गीता 4.3
आरुरुक्षोर्मुनेर्योगं कर्मकारणमुच्यते योगारूढस्य तस्यैव क्षमाकारणमुच्यते। आरुरुक्षोर्मुनेर्योगं, आरुरुक्ष मीन्स वन हु इज डिजायरिंग टू क्लाइंब, वन हु इज एट द बॉटम स्टेप्स। इफ यू कंसिडर अ लैडर or anything which requires ascending. So one who is at the bottom, arurukshor muner yogam. So karma karanam uchite, for one who is at the preliminary stages, at the bottom stages in the path of yoga, karma karanam uchite. Karma is the karana. Now in many vernacular languages, Hindi, Marathi and other languages, karana means because of this he did this. But karana in Sanskrit refers to that which is the cause, that which is, which brings about motion, that which comes brings about activation. So karma karana muchyate means karma is the means by which progress happens. So Krishna is saying that in the Arvuruksha stage, karma is the means of progress. And yoga rudhasya tasyaiva, at the yoga rudha stage, shamaha karanam uchyate. Shamaha is inaction. Shamaha is, the word often is used to refer to complete mental tranquility. Shamaha karanam uchyate. So incomplete mental tranquility, which is also accompanied, as we look at the inner path, at the path of yoga, with outer renunciation also. But in the complete inner tranquility, there is spiritual realization. So now here Krishna is saying that at different levels, there are different paths. So often the Bhagavad Gita's teaching is stated as if it is all paths lead to the same goal. And Krishna does talk about the unifying purpose of different paths at some places. Like Krishna said in the previous verse that sannyasa and yoga are essentially the same thing. That's what he said in 6.1 and 2. And similarly, in 5.4 and 5, he has said that Sankhya Yoga Uprathak Bala. Only childish people consider Sankhya and Yoga to be different. So Krishna also gives some credence to the idea that different paths lead to the same goal. But here, Krishna is clearly speaking something which challenges such simplistic statement, simplistic phrasing of complex concepts. So all paths lead to the same goal is not exactly wrong. It is it can be in a qualified sense said to be true, that karma yoga, jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga, bhakti yoga, they are all ultimately intended to take the person towards spiritual perfection. Towards liberation from material existence. But how they do it is different in different cases. And without understanding that, one can get trapped in material existence. So here, not just trapped in material existence, especially trapped in intellectual confusion in material existence, thinking that simplistically equating all paths. So here Krishna is speaking on a different note. He says that on a different note means it doesn't gel with the simplistic sounding all paths lead to the same goal. Krishna says at different levels there are different paths. Arurukshor muner yogam karma karanam uchyate. In the initial stages, karma is the means. And yoga arudhasya tasyaiva. And yoga arudha. Arudha means one who is situated properly on top. Like Lord Narayan, he sometimes said as Garuda Arudha. So he is seated comfortably on top of Garuda. So like that one who is situated on the top of the yoga ladder. That means the person has advanced substantially and attained the upper levels in the yoga ladder. So that person, it is said, yoga rudhasya tasyaiva. For such a person, shamaha karanam uchyate shamaha. Giving up action and directing the quest inward, the quest for realization inwards. That is karana. I mean, that is the means of progress. So, what does this mean in terms of our understanding? When is action the means? When is contemplation the means? So, it's like in the initial stages, when a person is practicing karma yoga, at that time, that person, the seeker, needs to act, because we are not at a level where we can live without activity. We are not at a level where we can live. If we try to live without activity, the passion which is there within us will eventually make us active. And that passion will drive us here, there and everywhere. In contrast, the on the path of yoga, as one advances, for example, the path of yoga, there are 8 stages. There is yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, yam, nisam, asan, pranayam, and pratyaha. Then it goes on further to dhyan, dharana, samadhi, like that. Now in this sequence, as one moves towards the meditative stages, dharan, dhyan, samadhi, these stages, at that time, the focus is inward, where one catches a glimpse of Vishnu, of the indwelling divinity. One may not know that it is the indwelling divinity, that Vishnu I am looking for, but one gets a glimpse of inner realization, and then one may lose the glimpse also. But then again the glimpse comes, and this yogi focuses more and more inwards in order to get clearer and clearer glimpses. So that is the essence of yoga practice at the advanced levels, where the focus is all on inner contemplation, which becomes more and more concentrated, becomes more and more intense, which becomes more and more deliberate and focused on the inner reality. So at that level, the progress happens through inner purification. The progress happens through inner purification has been happening throughout, but there the progress is primarily inwards, and the focus is inwards, the progress is inwards, and the destination is inwards. Krishna has talked about this earlier also in the 5th chapter, yo anta sukho antar aram as tatha antar jyotireva yah. So in 5.24 he talked about this. So there also he has earlier talked about how from action one can go inwards toward contemplation. So Krishna is telling Arjuna may get a concern. Krishna, after hearing the previous verse, Krishna, if you are saying action, yoga and sannyasa the same thing, then is it that one never needs to take sannyasa at all, or never needs to give up action? Krishna is saying no, action can also be given up, but at a particular stage. When one is at a Arudha stage of yoga, then one can give up action. When one is at a Arudha stage, one needs to work, and that through that work one will progress. Now a temptation on the spiritual path is to pretend to be at a higher level than what one is at. Somebody might tend to think that I am at the Arudha stage, and not at the Arudha stage, I am at the Arudha stage, and therefore Shamaha will be the means of progress for me. So to address that question, whether Krishna will talk in the next verses about when can one understand that one is at the Shamastri. And in that connection, he will talk about giving up desires and controlling the mind. That we will discuss in our future talks. Here, essentially, Krishna says, yes, there is a time to renounce. At one particular time, renunciation is the means of progress. At another time, action is the means of progress. And Krishna has told for Arjuna that for you, action will be the means of progress. Thank you.